Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it. Hello, 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 my friend. I'm so excited to be here in your ear chatting once again about all things business, designing, all the things. So today we are talking about people watching. And sure, there's people watching in a negative light, but there's also people watching in a positive light. So I really want this to be kind of a motivational, inspirational reminder for you. And then next week on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about the quote, be ready so you don't have to get ready. And for both of these, I'm going to be sharing some personal experience, some kind of just general stories and things like that. But I guess this really resonates with where I'm at in my business right now. I'm in a space where I'm really kind of wanting to go back and just kind of polish up a lot of pieces in my business for new audience members, for the people who are watching, you know, this for this topic, not like literally like stalkers or people watching this podcast, but just the people who are paying attention or who might be important people if they do pay attention or if they come across my work. And so I'm in this space of really kind of like wanting to make sure the different pieces of my business, of my brand, that they're aligned with really what my brand is now, who I am now, reflects kind of my expertise and my experience now, because so many of these pieces, you know, I put together early on in my business, and now I have been designing. I started designing 5 years ago. Is that right? Yes. Yes, that is right. So I've been running my business for 5.5 years now. Started designing 5 years ago. And I published my first pattern in April of 2019. So this is March 2024. Anyway, so several of these pieces that I, you know, like I built my website from the very beginning. I created my Etsy shop from the very beginning, and then, you know, added these pieces. And it wasn't that I wasn't proud of the pieces that I created when I created them. There are some things, you know, like I have had to adopt the done is better than perfect motto, which I fully believe has been a good thing, because otherwise things wouldn't get done. I wouldn't have nearly as much as I do. But now I'm kind of like in this space of like, all right, let's go back, refine, make sure things actually represent who I am, what my brand is, what my business is, what my expertise is, what my messaging is, all of those things. Because in a lot of ways, I've kind of just added on top of things. And maybe I've shared these things more so in like on the podcast or in my email marketing or on Instagram, things like that, where they aren't on like my website. So kind of just like the foundational pieces, and even like my freebies, my landing, my funnels, all of those kinds of things. So I don't know, you know, just how far I'm actually going to get with a lot of that stuff this year, but that's kind of the headspace that I'm in. All right. So people are watching. I think a lot of times we are so fearful of showing up, and I say we as a collective, general population, this is very common among entrepreneurs, new business owners, etc. We are afraid of people watching, especially because we are afraid of the people who won't like what we do, the people who might say mean things on the internet, people who might be judging us, all of those kinds of things. We're scared of people watching us. But there's also people that are watching in a really positive way. So sometimes that is your audience members. There are people who are watching you who absolutely love and adore you. And so when I'm saying watching you, I'm saying like people who are paying attention to your name, who maybe they're on your email list, maybe they're subscribed to your YouTube channel, maybe they're subscribed to your podcast, maybe they're a follower on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever. People who are just have noticed you. And it can include people who are coming across you for the first time. So there are people who are watching you, who are resonating with your content, who are absolutely loving you and adoring you. I'm so thankful and appreciative. I have a few core people in my audience who they do love me and adore me and send me words of encouragement and tell me how much they love my work and just check in on me and ask me how I'm doing and things like that. They're watching and they're caring. And if you fall off the face of the earth, they notice. Whether they say something to you or not, they notice. They light up when they see your content. They are sharing your work with other people. But what I'm really kind of wanting to talk about in this episode is kind of like the bigger opportunities, the people who are who could really kind of change the trajectory of your business and maybe even your life in a positive way. So think if there's like this really big collaboration you would love to do, or it's really big company. It doesn't even have to be big, like in actual like business size, but in influence, in just kind of power that way. There's those kinds of people that are watching as well and noticing, people that resonate with them, people who are really doing amazing quality work, people who are standing up for the values that they value. All of those kinds of things. They're looking for people who are unique too. So this could be like, say, a influential yarn dyer that then you could have a collaboration with, and now suddenly a big chunk of the knitting population knows about you and your work and the amazing design that you created, collaboration with them. Or maybe they just share it on their podcast. Maybe it's quote unquote just a podcaster. Maybe they're not a designer, but they're a big podcaster with a lot of influence, and they share your work. Maybe they knit one of your designs, and or crochet, and they are sharing the progress along it, and they are talking about how wonderful how well your pattern is written and how much they resonate with your messaging on your social media or your email list. And they're encouraging people, whether they're saying it explicitly or not, they're encouraging people to check you out, to check out your work, to knit your patterns or crochet your patterns, to buy from you, to support you, to follow you, all of those things. And that is really powerful. There's also just like large company opportunities, and there can be opportunities with, you know, quote unquote, smaller influence people that are still, it's still influential. It still is valuable. It still can help propel your business forward and give you a new audience, give you more authority behind what you're sharing, and those kinds of things. Like what if it's a share or something similar to that collaboration, that builds in a like no trust factor for these new folks. But it also can be, you know, things like with bigger companies. Maybe it's a work opportunity. Maybe it's sponsorship to attend a certain kind of event. Maybe it's paying you to be a guest or to be a speaker or to be a featured teacher at a retreat or a large festival or any of those kinds of things. People are watching. People are looking for the right people. And sure, it definitely can help to have a network of people that are all connected. That's 100% a valid point. But sometimes there are people that, you know, like without you forcing anything, they're watching. Without you kind of putting in a lot of effort beyond doing what you do really well and making it clear who you are, who you serve, the value that you provide, continuing to nurture your audience, all of those things, without specifically going out looking for these opportunities. So I guess one thing, if you watched or listened to the podcast episode I had with Shelley Brander like a year and a half ago now, so that would have been like fall, autumn of 2022. One thing that Shelley mentioned in there for KnitStars is that, which totally surprised me when she said it, that she often is reaching out to these people to be KnitStars. She, you know, she's been noticing them, she's been paying attention to them, and she invites them. They haven't been, you know, pitching to her, trying to get onto KnitStars, but it's people that she's noticing. And so because of folks' fear of, you know, am I actually good enough? Or, you know, all of the different fears that we have, we know about them, right? She said, you know, like, there's some people where she kind of, you know, has to like persuade them, like, yes, there is something special about you. You do have so much to offer. And I feel like that really is just the perfect picture of people are watching. Sure, yes, absolutely. We can pitch ourselves to people. We can make the introductions. We can build our network. Those are all extremely valuable. But there's also something to be said for people watching. And, you know, maybe it's somebody like Shelley. Maybe it's somebody from another company that you highly admire, that maybe you're wanting a full-time job with them. Maybe you're wanting a collaboration with them. Maybe you're wanting a sponsorship from them, whatever. You like, especially if you're looking for like more of a long-term kind of relationship kind of thing. Not like a, oh, I just want to be sponsored for this one event. That feels a little bit more one-sided. Anyway, people are watching. So for myself, I know, you know, I've heard this forever. And I just like, I when I started, I did not have an audience. I wasn't even really familiar with the knitting community, really. I didn't have fellow knitting friends. I didn't have, you know, like I hadn't been sharing my makes on Instagram for years and building a following. I didn't know people in the industry. The few people, you know, that I was starting to get to quote unquote know were like from podcasts and things. So they're these really big people. I am a nobody who has no connections. So it has taken me quite a while to build those connections, to connect with people and to have a reason for people to kind of pay attention and listen when I do connect with them. I will say having Pattern Design Circle definitely has helped because I can reach out to them and be like, hey, do you want to be a guest inside Pattern Design Circle? Do you want to be a guest on the podcast? And I have a little more to offer them in that situation. Attending events can also be a way, especially like if you're in a house with somebody or with people, or you're like at a smaller event, like the meet and greet kind of events, like in the evenings, the hangout and and chat, where they're a little bit more intimate and you can get to know people better. Those can be super valuable spaces for actually making those deeper connections. My experience in attending events themselves, sure, you can meet people at events, you can exchange business cards, but it's when you can actually spend that one-on-one time, or like within a group. It doesn't have to be, a coffee shop chat from the get-go, but really where you can actually spend time talking to them, they get to know who you are and your personality, all of that kind of stuff. That can be really valuable. So, alrighty, I just definitely went on a couple of tangents there and have to remember where I was exactly. So I'm saying, like, all of that network and all of that stuff, the work that you put in, yes, that is amazing, that's valid, that is valuable. But it's also something to be said for the people who are just watching. So I guess I was saying, like, I didn't have a lot of people in my audience. So it has taken more time for people to start watching me, for people to start noticing my name, for people to even hear about me from other people, that, folks who have more influence to hear about me. There's definitely been plenty of knitters sharing with other knitters kind of thing. So I guess just recently there were a couple of instances of people watching me. I don't know exactly how they found me, when they found me, any of that, who told them about me. But the two summits that I had in February, just last month, they were both hosted by people that I hadn't connected with before. I had maybe heard of one of them, but I don't know. It might have just been because I had seen that they'd followed me a while back, a couple months earlier or something too. But really, they were kind of like cold call, reached out, said, "Hey, we really love the work that you're doing. Would you be interested in being a guest teacher for the summit?" So, I felt like that was kind of one of the first business opportunities that really kind of opened up simply because somebody was watching. Simply because, maybe it was a referral. I don't know. It didn't sound like it though. It sounded like it was, they came across my work. And so because I had things in place that even if they weren't perfect, even though they aren't perfect, it gave them an idea of who I am, what I stand for, what I am passionate about, what I share, what I teach, how I design, all of those kinds of things. They were able to identify me as a good fit for their program and choose to reach out and ask if I would join. And no, these people, they're not like some of the largest stars in the industry. But they, it was still a wonderful opportunity to reach thousands of new to me knitters. I'm trying to think. I think we had over 5,000 join one summit. I don't remember the first summit, what the numbers were, but several thousand people, that then, when they watched my presentations, now they loved me. And now they can go out and share about me, or they can purchase from me, or they can, whatever floats their boat and resonates with them. But those were some very specific examples for me just recently of people who were watching and who reached out because of that. And I guess also, I've just in the last 6 months or so started to have several more kind of networking opportunities with Go Sadie. And the reason I actually, I'm an alpha tester for Go Sadie is because somebody who was on their initial startup team, She knew who I was. She has a little more influence, or a bit more influence in the industry than I do. And so she felt like I was a good fit, and she reached out. So you never know who is watching. Sure, you can pay attention to your subscriber list. I honestly, I don't pay attention to new signups on my email subscriber list, but I pay attention to who is watching me on Instagram or YouTube. I can't see who's subscribed to the podcast. I can't see specifically who is looking at my website. I had a company actually, I had reached out to them with a question about a job offering that they had, and they basically, like, I didn't submit a resume or anything, but based on what they saw when they went onto my website, was enough that they were like, "Hey, we want you." I didn't end up taking the position, but anyway, I guess now I'm starting to share stories that I probably will repeat again next week on the episode about be ready so you don't have to get ready. But the point is, I want you to feel encouraged. I know it can be really hard. I know sometimes it feels like you're not ever going to get anywhere. Sometimes it's like, I just don't have the right connections. And when I try to make those connections, everyone else is just too busy, or they don't care, or whatever. I get it. I really, really, really do get it. And I just want to encourage you that there are people watching. Continue to show up with value, continue to show up authentically, continue to really stand up and stand out for who you are, what your brand is. And it's you and the uniqueness that you offer that is going to attract people, that is going to really pull people in who are watching you, people who come across your work for the first time, people who have a variety of opportunities waiting for you. So people are watching, and people are watching in a very, very positive way. And you never know. You never know when they're going to come across your work. You never know when the next big thing is going to happen. So, because of all of that, we want to be ready so we don't have to get ready. And I hope you'll join me for our next episode next week to talk about exactly that. Alrighty, I'll see you then. Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.